Welcome, everybody. Shir number 896. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, I would like to just, since we were on the subject of mistakes, we went through a couple of shirim with mistakes. I just want to go through Simin Reish Tes in the Shulchan Aruch. We'll try and do it on a little bit quicker basis. It's just interesting, the halachas that come up in reference to how to work with mistakes in brachas in general, the general concepts, nothing in specific, but the general concepts, what to keep in mind. It's very important to keep these things in mind. So it says the I want to just read from the Sefer Shein Halachas, which we read from sometimes, beautiful, shorter version of the entire Simon packaged together, paragraph by paragraph. So he says like this, again, in Simon Reish Tes, Din Tos V'Sofek B'Birchas Hayayin, the halachas of mistakes. He says like this, Kol HaBrachas in Aleph, Sif Ois Aleph, he says, Kol HaBrachas in this topic in Berach im Lav. And all brachas is a general concept. If you're not sure if you made the bracha or not, Einim Avarach, you don't go back and say it. Can't remember, did I make a shahakal? Did I not make a shahakal? You don't go back and say it. Now, there are ways to fix it up. We've spoken about in the past. We're not going to get into that right now, but the halacha lamaisa, you don't say it again, right? Maybe I should say it again. I'll be a frum fellow. No, you don't say it again. Einim Avarach, loy betchila v'loy b'seif, not the beginning and not the after. In other words, I drank enough of a drink. I have to make a burn of fushos. Comes 20 minutes later, I can't remember, did I make a burn of fushes? Did I not make a burn of fushes? You don't make it again. Suffolk brachas lahakol, the general concept. We spoke about in the past in reference to benching that it's a little bit different. If a person's full, that's a different story. We're not going to get into it. Right now, it's a general, regular brachas and then in the standard brachas shahakol. Burn of fushes and so on. Va'aser loy lahachmir v'ulachaz again. Va'aser loy lahachmir v'ulachaz are ulavarich. And it's aser, right? Again, a person will say, "I'll do it again." I'm an erlich guy. What should I do? I want to make sure that I have that burn of fushes. It's 20 minutes past since I made my drink, and I don't know. I got a phone call in the middle. I just can't remember. Did I make my burn of fushes or not? So we say, "Don't make it again." But the person's going to say, "Nah, listen. I want to do it again. I want to do the right thing. I really want to do the right thing." It's aser. You're not allowed to say, make the burn of fushes again. Bafilu yesh lois fek sfek, a very interesting concept that we see in Hilchas Brachas, which is a little bit opposite of other halachas, but we see even if there's a sfek sfek, what does that mean? What does sfek sfek mean? Litzarech lahatzrech levarech, in other words, you have two suffixes. There's two ways of looking at it whereby I'm not sure. If I don't know if I made the bracha, not fine. That's called one suffix. But let's say there's another suffix thrown in there. Maybe then I should make the bracha achrayna? What do we mean? What's an example? Suffix achal kazayis oloi. I ate some food, right? And I don't know if I ate enough of a kazayis. Or I don't know if I ate the right amount of time. You're supposed to eat it b'chdei achilas pras on the 4 minute period, whatever in general. I don't know if I ate the right amount of time. I don't know if I ate enough. Cookies, cake, whatever it might be. Let's say, in our case, actually, let's say grapes. I don't know if I ate enough grapes. Could go in Suffolk, ochal, kazayas, or loy. For imtim, saloymar, loy, ochal. If you're going to tell me that, well, maybe. So one Suffolk is maybe I didn't eat the right amount. Fine. So no problem. But shema halacha da'al beria. So, just to backtrack, which again, we didn't really get into this, but there is a machalikis in the Shulchan Aruch. If somebody eats a, what's called beria, let's say a grape, making it easy, you eat a full grape, so it's a machalikis. Do I make a, that's all I ate. I ate one grape, a small little grape, but a full one. So there's a machalikis in the Shulchan Aruch, which I want to talk about as hopefully in the near future. Do you make alha eitz on that or not, right? As we know, grapes are from the Shivas Aminim. So do I make an aloates? Do I not make an aloates on that one grape? It's what we call beria, a complete creation. Okay. In general, we pask and we don't, but it's a machlekes, and we try and stay away. We try not to eat a full grape. We try and cut it in half, break off a piece. If something's a full item like a grape or something along those lines, or other items which we'll talk about, a full thing, so then we try and break off a piece or eat half of it or whatever the case might be. So the question is over here, it's a svek sveka. Again, I don't know if I ate a kazayas, right? Let's say I ate grapes, and I don't know if I ate enough grapes. I don't know if I ate enough grapes in the right amount of time. That's one suffix. That's one thing that I'm not sure about. And the other question is, well, but I ate a whole grape, but in my eating, I ate at least a whole grape. So maybe the halacha is like those who say, if you eat a whole grape, you still have to make an after bracha. So it's two sfeikas. It's two questions that I have. Did I eat enough grapes? If I ate a bunch of grapes, is it enough? Is it a kazayas? Number one. And number two, I ate a whole grape in the middle. So maybe the halacha is like those who say, if you eat a full grape, we make an after bracha. Even though we don't paskin like that, but I put the two questions together, the two sfeikas together, sfek sfeika on a sofik bracha. So the halacha is sfek sfeika on a sofik bracha. We do not say it again. That's what he's saying. It says the Shein Halacha. It's explaining the Shulchan Aruch and Mishabura. Shem So that's the concept. Svek svek on sofik brachas. We do not say make it again. That's the halacha. Chutz mi berachas amazin, unless it's berachas amazin, like we spoke about. Im ochal kedei svi, if a person ate a meal and they're full and they don't remember if they benched, then you have to bench again because that's a deraisa. Benching is a deraisa. A person who ate, they're full, they have to bench, and it's a deraisa. I forgot, did I bench, did I not? Suffolk, the Araisa, Lachumra. Shehi, Shel, Tyre, Lachin, Chayzer, Umavarch. That's what he says. Chutz, Mibirchas, Amazin, Suffolk, the Araisa, Lachumra, Imachal, Kadei, Sviya, Shehi, Shel, Tyre, Lachin, Chayzer, Umavarch, Misuffolk, Vafilu, Ochal. Okay, then he says, ends off with everything, Vafilu, Ochal, Pas, Kasina, Kadei, Sviya, even if somebody ate enough cake and cookies, whereby they're full. So, Shet, Sarach, Lavarech, Birchas, Amazin, right? Let's say I ate enough cake and cookies. We went through all those shirim, we're not going to go through that right now. Enough cake and cookies whereby I'm full and I don't remember if I benched. So the same thing he says, Rafilu Ochal Pas Kasina Kadei Sviya, Shet Sarach Lavarach Berchas Amazin, Mashma Papaiskin Shehi Shel Min HaTaira. That would also be Min HaTaira. I ate enough cake and cookies to bench. Now I don't remember, did I bench, did I not? So he says that one would have to rebench. You're dealing with a suffix derais. Lachumra, thank you for listening. Atzlochan Brocha Kol Tuv.